Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Johan Berger, the senior researcher in the Crime and Justice Program at the Institute for Security Studies. A very good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Just one correction. I'm no longer with the Institute. I left at the end of March this year, so I'm an independent analyst now.
Okay. I do apologize for that. But you are independent, and so now you can give us the honest truth.
I must say the ISS is always being objective and
wonderful.
and truthful.
So the Gauteng Police Commissioner, Lieutenant General Elias Mawela, he made this comment that the honeymoon is over. And we're seeing an increase of 45.2% in the Gauteng murder rate. This is an alarming number. And obviously, this compared to the period 2020 to 2021. So it's such an increase. What's happening? Why is this so high?
I wonder if anyone can say with certainty what the reason is. I think the one thing we know is that during the hard lockdown, we've had this impressive decrease, double figures in terms of percentages decrease in our serious and violent crime, especially murder, aggravated robbery across the country, including Gauteng. But as the lockdown was eased down, as the restrictions were lifted, we saw a gradual return to the previous upward trend that we saw before the lockdown. And I think that is part of the explanation. The other part of the explanation, I think, and there are many angles to this, is the huge increase that we've seen, partly as a result of the COVID situation, of unemployment, huge increases. I think we are in the vicinity of 35+ unemployment rate at the moment, and that's just the official national figure. We know in some areas that the figure is far, far higher than that. And where you have unemployment, you have poverty, and if you have growing levels of unemployment, you will have growing levels of poverty. And we know that poverty, perhaps not so much directly, but the conditions that it creates, the social conditions that it creates, the frustration and the social conflict that it creates within families, within communities, all of those are contributing factors as far as crime is concerned. So a lot more research needs to be done, but I think that gives us an idea of why the situation may be looking the way it is.
I mean, it's a frightening increase. I mean, 45%. I'm just looking at the numbers now as we're chatting. I mean, it's 437 more people murdered compared to the same period, 20 to 21. This is frightening. I mean, and this is murder. I mean, these are people dying. And why is it resulting in murder? I mean, any idea?
Again, you know, it's difficult to say without conducting a much deeper analysis of the situation. But if you look at the conditions that the police themselves have identified in terms of the sample study that they did for murder across the country, then you know we see those conditions, the motives and causative factors that they identify, and as from the 2,170 sample figure for murder that they looked at across the country, and if you look at Gauteng specifically, it has the third highest number for arguments, misunderstanding, road rage, provocation, and so forth. And if you look at the robbery, it has the second highest figure just for that sample, and the third highest for vigilantism, mob justice, and so on. So when you see these increases in these crimes, and I'm talking about aggravated robbery specifically, you look at vigilantism and mob justice, gang-related violence, violence and those crimes, when you see the increases that we have for, you know, the national figure as well as for provinces such as Gauteng, then that will certainly have an impact on your murder figure. So you know, these crimes are in many ways interrelated. So if you see increases in house robberies, business robberies, carjackings, and other violent crimes, you will certainly see an increase in your murder rate.
I guess that does make sense. Which province nationally has the highest percentage increase in murder rates?
Well, I think Gauteng certainly has the highest level. I think the average across the country is in the low 20s, yeah, percentage wise, the low 20%, around 20%. That's how we get to the national average of 22%. Whereas Gauteng has a 45.2% average. I looked at previous years from 2017, 2018, up to this fourth quarter in the beginning of this year, January to March, the same period, right back to 2017, 2018. Then you see relatively small increases. You see an 11% increase between 2017-18 and 2018-2019. 11% increase followed by a 12% decrease in the next quarter in 2019-2020. Then a relatively small increase again of just under 4% in the 2020-21 quarter.
Period, yeah.
Yeah, the fourth quarter. But then this huge jump to 45.2%. So I agree with you. It doesn't completely make sense. It is out of line with, if you look at the if you would draw a line between the same quarter since, well, for the last 5-6 years. Then yeah, this is an extremely sharp rise, an extremely sharp increase. And this is why I'm saying I gave or presented some of the possible explanations, but I think a much deeper analysis is necessary. Yeah.
No, Dr. Johan Berger, thank you so much. This has been an interesting discussion. Thank you for your time and have a good evening.